From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. It's Idaho Matters. It was 9 years ago when we first brought you the story of Idaho Fish and Game's parachuting beavers into what is now the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness Area. The story spread around the world and went viral again a few months later when video of the transplanting experiment surfaced from 1948. And now the story has been captured in a children's book. It's called When Beavers Flew, an incredible true story of rescue and rehabilitation. And it was written by Idaho native Kristen Tracy, who joins us now. Welcome back to Idaho Matters.
Thank you so much for having me.
So why did you want to write a kid's book about this true story?
I am a huge fan of beavers. Mm-hmm. I come from Idaho. It feels almost inevitable that I would write this book.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so for anyone who hasn't heard the story, tell us what's in the book.
So in 1948, there was construction happening in McCall, and as people were building homes, they were pushing into beaver habitat, and they sort of didn't know what to do. And I think that the Fish and Game Warden Elmo Heater realized that these beavers were most likely going to be destroyed. And rather than have that happen, he really had this original idea of relocating the beavers and putting them in an area where they essentially belonged. It was hard to put them back there because it was a roadless wilderness mountain area. And so putting them back into what is now the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness Area was hard to do. He first tried to do it by horseback. It turns out beavers and horses don't get along. Beavers are semi-aquatic. So it was really hard to get those beavers back there. So it's a relocation effort of these troublesome beavers.
And you made Elmo Heater the hero pretty much of the book because he came up with the idea to parachute them in. How much fun was it to write this book?
You know, I have a child. So I like the idea of writing stories that are inspiring to think that you can come up with a really good idea that matters. And I want to put those ideas into the hands of kids to think that they have power in the world. And so to me, that's what this story is that you don't have to accept that, you know, like a bad thing is happening, that you can actually change course. And I think that that's what Elmo did. He changed the course for this town and for all these beavers and for this wilderness area that was able to have a second life there with a new wilderness and animals returning to it and to where they belonged.
So I think one of the really cool things about the book are these illustrations, and you teamed up with a wonderful artist to make these pictures. Tell us about that collaboration.
So Luisa Uribe lives in Bogota, Colombia, and has never visited Idaho. And it was the editor in New York who found her, and Lee Wade at Random House sent me some of Luisa's illustrations, and she said, "I think she gets beavers." And I thought, okay. And so she endlessly watched Fur for the Future, that the video of the parachuting beavers, and she really got inside, I think, the beavers' minds, and I think she illustrated them from the inside out. And so you have the landscape that is gorgeous, but you really have like these beavers that feel like emotionally full. Like I look at those beavers and I like them. And, you know, they're good beavers. Not everybody draws a good beaver. And, you know, they sent me art all along the way. And I loved it. I just loved it. And that mattered to me being a native Idahoan, to feel like I saw the area where I grew up on the page and that it was so beautiful.
You grew up in Eastern Idaho, right?
I did. I grew up in a super tiny town called UConn, UCON. And my sister is a second grade school teacher in UConn right now. Well,
oh, wow.
School just ended, so she's not teaching right now. But so my family has stayed there. You know, my dad has a propane company in Rexburg, so I still very much feel like an Idahoan.
We're speaking with author Kristen Tracy about her new children's book, When Beavers Flew, an incredible true story of rescue and rehabilitation, about the story of beavers parachuting into Idaho's backcountry back in 1948. This is not your first kids book. You have other kids books out.
I do, and most of them are actually set in Idaho, I have to say. Like
Oh, nice.
growing up in a place, it just stays with you. And I have a book that just came out about a bear called I Am Friendly, about a bear that doesn't understand that it's scary in the forest, and he feels like she feels like she's a good bear. And I just feel like so much of my books are about Idaho. I have a book that came out last year, called Don't Trust the Cat, about a girl who grows up in Idaho, and she and her cat swap bodies. She's a fifth grader, and she becomes her cat, and her cat becomes her. It's kind of like Freaky Friday, but with cats. And it's all in Southeast Idaho, where I grew up, because my childhood still lives in me. And so I love writing for this age group. And it's just, it's, I'm very happy. I feel like I found what I was meant to do.
Why did you want to share this story with kids? I mean, it's tricky because, you don't want them to think that you can just transplant any animal, and you talk about that in the author's note, but
Yes.
yeah, talk about this.
So I feel like this was a success story. And I feel like it was a success story because Elmo thought out of the box and he thought big. And I think that kids are big thinkers. And sometimes I think that you're taught to think more mainstream as you get older. And that makes me a little bit sad. I like it when kids are wild thinkers, and I like it when they're interesting. And I kind of want them to hold on to that a little bit. And so to see something as crazy as parachuting beavers and to see how successful it was, to me, that's the real heart of the story. And I want kids to feel like sometimes ideas that are this wild work. And I kind of want that to be the message that they walk away from, not that they should necessarily parachute animals places, because this was a once in a lifetime way to transport animals. You really, the genius behind Elmo and what he did is animals have such complex social relationships. You have to move this many to get them to stay, to get them to have that kind of successful translocation, you know? And so I want kids to understand that thinking big like this and having ideas like this, you know, matters, you know, they have power in this world.
Wow, when does the book come out?
The book comes out July 9th, I think. That's a good question. I live years in the future because I'm always writing books. It's a crazy year. I have four books that came out this year, so that's a hard question for me.
Yeah, well, I know it comes out in July, and we'll put out when it comes out
Thank you.
on
Thank
our
you.
website. But I do know you can pre-order it now, so if you want it, get it now. We've been speaking with author Kristen Tracy about her new children's book, When Beavers Flew, An Incredible True Story of Rescue and Rehabilitation. It comes out in July. You can pre-order it now, as I said. We're going to put some links to the book and to our past stories on Idaho's parachuting beavers. We'll put it all on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Kristen, it's a beautiful book. Good luck.
Thank you. And thank you for everything you did to put the story out into the world, because I also read and listened to everything that you said about it as I was writing the book. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, it's a great story, and like you said, it is so Idaho. It is fantastic. Thanks
All right.
again.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.